This is Deacon Bill Frederick from St. Joseph Byzantine Catholic Church in Brecksville, Ohio, with today's reflection. Today's Gospel from Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 15, is the shortest account of the appearances of the resurrected Jesus when compared to more lengthy accounts in Matthew, Luke, and John. Yet in its brevity and simplicity, the words from Mark are as relevant today as the resurrection accounts written in the other three Gospels. In Mark, the risen Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene, the travelers on the road to Emmaus, and to the 11 apostles gathered at table. The reading from today ends with Jesus instructing his apostles to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. During this week after Easter, which is called Bright Week in the Eastern Catholic Churches, the daily gospel readings from Matthew, Luke, and John have truly brightened and enlightened our spirits with the reality of the risen Christ. Now it is our job, as Mark says, to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. It is our job as true believing Catholic Christians to show our fellow brothers and sisters who Jesus is, the way he taught us to live, and how he willingly sacrificed himself for our sins and brought us back into a close relationship with God the Father. It is our job to accept and utilize the energy and enlightenment of God the Holy Spirit to spread the good news to everyone. Especially, it is our job to tell those with no hope that yes, there is hope in the resurrected Christ, and that those who believe in him will not perish, but instead will have life everlasting. Yes, during this joyful, hopeful, inspirational, bright week following Easter Sunday, you and I are called upon to do whatever we can in the weeks and months ahead to reflect the risen Christ in our daily lives. And if we do so, then maybe someday all creation will proclaim with one voice, Christ is risen, indeed he is risen.